Well, I saw her in person earlier this week in White River State Park for the total eclipse, and now she's here miraculously again through the phone. It's Claire Clark from Visit Indy. How you doing?
I'm good, but I won't be singing this time, Dan.
Oh, come on. I'll find something for you to sing about.
Yeah, it was a great week in the city, and Monday was just a dream, so I'm so happy you got to experience totality down in the Circle City.
It was incredible, and again, I just want to applaud Visit Indy, everybody on your staff. You guys did a tremendous job. I mean, from early in the morning until late in the evening, just getting us interviews and whatnot, it was a huge help, so thank you again.
Well, of course. You know, that's what we do best, is hosting large-scale events, so it's just another drop in the hat of Indy's repertoire of big events in the city.
Well, you have a lot of stuff coming up, so I will let you just go ahead and just tell everybody what's coming up in the Circle City.
Yeah, of course. You know, concert season is upon us. So tonight, Friday, we have the pop band AJR coming into the city to perform at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. If you're looking for a last-minute activity this weekend, come on down if that band group interests you. Next Thursday, we're going to have Tim McGraw in the city at Gainbridge. And then in the start of May, we're going to have George Strait, Chris Stapleton, and Little Big Town for a night in Lucas Oil Stadium. Those are just among the many of big names that we have coming to indoor and outdoor venues as we approach the summer season, which is hard.
Do you know any Tim McGraw songs that you can sing a little bit of, or Claire? Or?
Well, I will say that Best Friend was my first dance with my husband at our wedding.
Oh, so, really?
He's a big Tim McGraw fan, and I'm one by marriage, I'd say. I love country music, though. So he was leading the charge with getting the tickets for Thursday night, April 18th. But, you know, you can't not love Tim McGraw.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's an icon for sure. So are you guys going to the show to recreate kind of the first dance of the wedding?
Yeah, we'll see if he actually remembers any of our moves from from our first dance. But we will be at the concert.
Awesome. Well, have a great time. So what else is coming up? I know you mentioned something about PopCon. I was at Comic-Con a few weeks ago, and that was incredible. What's PopCon all about?
Great. Yeah, so PopCon is going to be at the Indiana Convention Center April 26th through the 28th. So a three-day pop culture and comic convention later this month. It's going to feature everything from a magic show to an escape room to a film festival on site. Plus, there's going to be celebrity appearances, some of the more noteworthy ones. We're going to have Adam Park, who is the Black Power Ranger, the voice of Winnie the Pooh, and some actors from Walking Dead. So this is an event for all ages. They're going to have a gaming hall, hundreds of vendors, a kid zone. So just want to, you know, encourage people to mark their calendars and come to Indy at the end of the month.
That sounds like a blast. Are you a Winnie the Pooh fan?
You know, definitely when I was little, Winnie the Pooh and Piglet were, you know, consistent in my, you know, reading and TV watching repertoire, but I think I've moved on a little bit.
Do you like honey? Because, I mean, that's close.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes, oh, yes. There you go. That works. Okay. So we got Tim McGraw. We got all these concerts. George Strait coming. What else?
Yeah. You know, spring is upon us. It's almost here. So the trees are blooming. I know you probably saw the beautiful just landscape at White River State Park on Monday. But
yes.
This weekend, it's also going to be up in the 70s. So another great weekend temperature-wise. So some of my best bets for the spring season are spring blooms at Newfields campus. So that's over their 150-plus acres of outdoor gardens. Their beer garden just opened up at the Garden Terrace. So that's something you need to have on your list for spring. And then, of course, if you have kiddos, the Outdoor Sports Legends experience at the Children's Museum is officially open. So that has many, like, replications of all of our big sporting venues in the city for kids to enjoy. So that's something you got to try out. And then, of course, the Cultural Trail and the Indianapolis Canal. You know, we're a great city to bike or walk around in.
It is beautiful just being down there on Monday, and it was such great weather. All that stuff sounds so cool. And I actually passed up the Indiana Legend thing you were talking about at the Children's Museum, and I'm going, whoa, that looks pretty cool. Saw different, you know, stuff with the Pacers and Colts and everything over there. So,
Yeah,
that looks awesome.
Yeah, Pacers, Colts, Fever, they even have a miniature motor speedway out there. So it's something kids just adore.
Well, awesome. Well, there's a lot of stuff to do in Indy. And would you like to sing My Best Friend as we let you go here, Claire?
I don't think I can.
Okay. Well,
I'll be singing watching it from the stands with Tim McGraw and my husband on Thursday night. How's that?
Awesome. All right. Well, hey, when is your anniversary?
June 11th, so coming up.
Okay. Well, happy early anniversary. Have fun recreating that moment at the Tim McGraw Show, and we will talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Dan. Talk to you later.
Podcasts by Federated Media.